This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, it's a simple question. It is a very simple question that Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House could answer from a very, very simple question from a reporter. And that is, did you warn Iran? Did you tell Iran off? Did you say to them, don't do this in no uncertain terms? You know, like you've talked to Israel and things like that. And the answer pretty much is, well, we communicated with them. They communicated with them, all right. Folks, somebody please explain to me this weird thing that the Biden administration and the Democrat Party elite as a whole have about Iran. It makes no sense. Just tell them, hey, you attack Israel, it's going to be hell to pay. Is that so hard? Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959 here on this Friday morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this hour if you have a question or a comment for our good friend and guest, Frank Salvato, author of the book Nullification and also from undergroundusa.com. That's the website. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. So without further ado, let's say good morning to Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, here it is. It's Friday. It's finally Friday. It's upon us. And of course, Frank, you know, the big story that broke on Thursday afternoon, of course, or Thursday morning, was that O.J. Simpson had passed away at the age of 76. Brings back all those remembrances of the first of all, the murders, which is the prime thing, but also, of course, the ensuing Bronco chase, the trial. What's your take on reflection this morning of the death of O.J.?
Well, it's about 30 years too late.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's obvious what happened with him and Nicole and the other gentleman, Mr. Goldman, and he escaped justice. That's just goes to tell you that when you have enough money and notoriety, you can get away with some really nasty stuff. The thing that did bother me yesterday is that when the comment came from the White House about this, that there were condolences sent, they never mentioned the people who were murdered by this guy.
Isn't that unbelievable? I guess, it's believable because of what we know sometimes about how this White House operates, but isn't that just terrible? Because we've been talking about this throughout the program this morning, and we've always sort of centered in on, this is the death of two people, a grisly, brutal, terrible murder. I mean, this is unspeakable.
Yeah, it was a mess. If you did get to see any of the pictures of the crime scene, it was grotesque. You know, so it was at least worth a comment on the guy's passing. And was it appropriate to offer condolences? I guess, you know, the passing of a life is always something that that we have to handle with a little bit of respect, even when it's somebody who got away with murder.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not sure it's worthy of a condolence from the White House in an official capacity. You know, why? He could have just opted not to mention anything about it at all.
Bingo. I'm right there with you, Frank. That's exactly what I was thinking earlier, is why even mention the guy's name? Why say anything per se?
Yeah, it's whoever's advising him on this is not doing a good job, and it shows the level of, I don't want to say inexperience, because they've got a great aptitude for screwing things up in a major manner there. So they've obviously hit a level of expertise in that department. But, you know, from going into an election, just from a political point of view, you don't want to take the side or seem soft towards someone who slaughtered his wife or his ex-wife. Yeah. It doesn't play well with the women in Peoria.
No, not at all. And but that's what we're trying to do here this morning, obviously. You know, and you know, we had some good calls about it, too. And the way I was seeing it, Frank, is, of course, I think when this all happened, everybody wanted O.J. to be not guilty. You know, how could O.J. do something like this? Because you feel like you know somebody because they're this huge celebrity and, you know, they have this sort of air about them. But as that all the evidence kept piling up, you know, there was nothing you could do about it anymore. I mean, this was what happened.
Once the evidence was presented, and this is very early on in the case, it became obvious that he had, if he himself didn't do it, he was deeply involved in it happening. You know, so I think the nation watched on in this macabre trance, wondering, is he going to get away with it? You know, like I said, it's when you've got money and notoriety, and you can assemble a dream team of lawyers like that, you can see them weave their magic in getting evidence disavowed that would never have been discounted if it was anybody else. You know, so I thought he was guilty early on. I wish it would have come down a different way. I'm glad eventually he paid some sort of price for what he did, even if he didn't have the conviction behind his name.
Yeah.
But today, it's a moot point. He's meeting his maker, and judgment happens there.
Yeah, well said. Well said. And, you know, the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and, of course, Ron Goldman, and one of our callers earlier, too, said, yeah, he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time at that time. You know, this, you know, the tragedy of it all was so swallowed up in the, you know, we got to win this thing. It's just, you know, how do you win? And I think we really kind of turned a corner because it became such a huge circus. And looking back on it, it's kind of sad.
It was a spectacle. It was a spectacle. The people I felt bad for were his kids.
Yeah.
Because they got thrust into a world that they never should have been introduced to.
Indeed. Well, Frank, stay right there. We're coming up to the first break here in hour number 4. We're glad that you're there, everybody. Stay right there because we are coming right back. More with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and more with me. So, stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I think we're going to file this under how could you get it so wrong or get it just opposite of what it really is. I'm talking, of course, there's a Jewish group based in Boston. They're deeply troubled by what Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, no relation, by the way, claims there's, quote, ample evidence that Israel is committing, quote, genocide in Gaza. I think she might have that flipped around the other way. If that's just my take on it. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning. We've got our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. You can find that on amazon.com as well. Welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, what do you think of this, Frank, of this idea that there's, quote, ample evidence that Israel's committing genocide? I thought it was the other way around, that Hamas, the terrorist organizations, they're the ones that are into genocide.
Listen, Squawkahatis believes that Bidenomics is working. You know, this is all talking points for an election that's coming up, and she's throwing red meat out there to the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas Arab community, because for whatever reason, the Biden administration believes that they are going to be an integral number of votes in November. Why they're not calculating the number of Jews in the United States, and that number dwarfs the number of Arabs in the United States, is beyond me. It's a miscalculation by the people who are advising this team about how to move forward successfully. You're absolutely right. The genocide that's happening started on October 7th.
Yeah.
You don't jump over a border and slaughter 1,200 people take hostages that you rape and sexually assault as part of that that violent transgression, and then claim victimhood. And the fact that they continually say, no, those terms for a ceasefire, they're not good, we're not going to do it, means they're not really starving for a ceasefire.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if your back is against the wall, and which they're, by all accounts, you've got their last stronghold of Rafah, if your back is against the wall, you take the ceasefire. Even if it's disingenuously engaged in, you take the ceasefire. But they're just like, nah, we're not going to. And this last declaration that we don't have 40 live hostages to give.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I got to be honest with you. If I were Netanyahu, Rafah would have been carpet bombed.
Yeah, because those hostages are no longer, essentially. Yeah. Yeah.
They're
some
pretty
of them
much,
are babies.
Yeah, they're pretty much telling you point blank that we killed them, or we sold them, or we gave them to some other nefarious country that is going to do quite evil things to them. So that would have been the straw that broke the camel's back. The phone call would have gone to the White House. Take your request for we can't have collateral damage and jam it.
Yeah.
We're going in, and we're going in hard, and if you don't like it, you can bring it up at the UN, which condemns us on a daily basis. So
anyway,
we're going to defend. Yeah, we're going to defend our people, and we're going to end this once and for all. Oh, by the way, Mr. President, isn't Hamas a designated terror organization by your own State Department? If that's the case, can I bring up charges at the World Court that you're aiding and abetting terrorism every time you give money to Iran?
Well, that's a good, very good analogy. And speaking of Iran, you know, you've got this question that came up at the White House press briefing room. You know, has the U.S. told them to stop in no uncertain terms? You know, they're telling Israel basically to stop in no uncertain terms. They ran over and made sure Iran understood that we had nothing to do with the Damascus raid that took out their embassy, Iran's embassy there by Israel. But they're saying we communicated with them. I mean, what the heck?
It's all about oil.
Yeah.
It's all about oil and the election. The Biden administration, and remember, they have not refilled the strategic oil reserve.
Now it's too expensive. Exactly.
Yeah. Now it's incredibly expensive. I believe it's down to 10%. So before the election, they need cheap oil, and they need it yesterday. Otherwise, you know, there's nothing that ticks the electorate off more. And quite honestly, there's a lot of other issues that should tick the electorate off. But high gas prices sinks presidencies.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy needs to get cheap oil. You're going to see an easing of sanctions against Russia. You're going to see a weird opening of diplomatic channels towards Venezuela. Any oil-rich country is going to get a call from the Oval Office. You know, so that's why we're not seeing this hard line against Iran. Not to mention the fact that we've handcuffed our military. I mean, unless you're talking about the LGBTQ brigade that seems to be marching in every parade.
Yeah.
But no, we're not going to come down hard on Iran. He's going to leave that for the next administration, whether it's him or somebody else, because once a president gets into the second term where he doesn't have to worry about elections anymore, remember those famous words by Barack Obama when he was talking to the Russian president Medvedev, when he said, you know what, I just got to get this election out of the way, tell Vlad we can work it out later.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Oh, exactly. I'll be more flexible after the election.
Yeah, I've got more flexibility. Just wait till after that nuisance of an election, and then we can go full Marxist for you.
Right, exactly. And this goes exactly to my point that the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, they will say anything during the election. They'll look moderate. They'll say all kinds of great stuff in order to get elected. And then after that, well, I'm sorry, these elections have consequences. You know, we're in charge.
And because we have a media with a 13-second attention span, people like Elizabeth Warren can get away with saying things like Israel's committing genocide, and she doesn't have to qualify her statement. She doesn't have to point to any real statistics that aren't from Hamas. You know, she gets to ignore reports from human rights groups in Israel and the United Nations, you know, which isn't the most pro-Israel body. They came out with a report that said, yeah, there's a lot of evidence pointing to the fact that not only are they aggressive against Israel, but they're using sexual assault and rape as a tool of war, which is against the Geneva Conventions.
Yeah.
So where's this Me Too member Elizabeth Warren about that?
Well, it doesn't even enter into it, you know, because it doesn't serve their agenda. But what do you think, Frank, in terms of if and when Iran strikes, because they're saying the Ayatollah is weighing, quote, the political, you know, aspects of this. When and if they do that, you know, what do you think America does? Do they join in wholeheartedly on this, or what do you think?
No, I don't think they do a lot of anything but bluster, and I don't even think that the comments will come out of the Oval Office. They'll come out of the State Department to keep distance away from the president, because all they care about right now is the election. They don't care about anything else. They will throw anybody under the bus if it means they get to maintain power after November.
Yeah. Well,
you know.
Well, it seems to me that before Joe Biden got here, and by the way, inflation was not surging, you know, before he got here, you know, although he said so, you know, he inherited this terrible inflation. But it seemed to me that weren't we more or less energy independent under Trump? I mean, if they really want oil, which they're dead set against because he said he's going to get us off oil, we could be drilling. I mean, that sounds oversimplified, but it seems like we could be drilling.
Yeah, they hated oil so much that they unleashed the strategic reserve in order to bring down prices before the midterms.
Yep.
So they don't believe what they're saying about fossil fuels. They just don't. Otherwise, they wouldn't use them. Air Force One would be an electric jumbo jet. And I don't see that happening anytime soon.
No, not at all. Well, Frank, can you stick around for the bottom of the hour with us?
You bet.
All right. All right. Stay right there. Frank, we're going to come right back in just a few moments, of course. We've got a lot more to tell you about and talk about with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. So we'll also open the phone lines, folks, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for Frank Silvato, we are coming right back on this wonderful Friday morning.
Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. Reactions are still pouring in following the passing of O.J. Simpson. Jeff Michaels, a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag.
As a journalist,
somewhat of mixed emotions because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had. It's at the sacrifice of two lives.
Simpson passed away at the age of 76 on Wednesday in Las Vegas. A series of storms swept across the south, northeast of Houston. The Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. The interpreter who worked with Los Angeles Dodgers standout Shohei Ohtani is facing federal charges for bank fraud, accused of embezzling $16 million from him. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada revealed the charges on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Just how fast. Not just this program flies by, but the week flies by. And we hope that you have some great plans for the weekend. We're going to be back with you, of course, on the weekend program. But hopefully we accomplish our mission of sending you off into your day, into your weekend, with a smile, of course, hopefully a little bit more informed and sort of ready to face whatever might be there. Well, folks, Kyle Warren with you, and talk about facing whatever might be out there. We've got Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, as I said, you know, there's so much more to talk about and hear about this morning. We do have our lines lighting up already, so let's head over. If that's okay with you, we'll head over to line one. We got Eric in Tennessee giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, Kyle. Hey, real quick, there's a salient point that Frankie made regarding the gas and oil prices potentially going down by, diplomacy of expediency, if you will, contacting all these adversarial nations towards us to get them to increase production as a salient point. But my comment's going to go towards the, he mentioned the State Department being involved in a lot of stuff. Now, you had Christopher Wray, director of FBI, coming out saying, and he's been ringing this alarm bell for probably the past 40 days, if you will, 6 weeks, saying, hey, you know, we're the highest level ever of threat, this, that, and the other. Okay, that's fine and dandy. Who's controlling the border right now? It's not the FBI. It's not the Department of Justice. It's the Department of Homeland Security. And where are they getting these clearances to bring in financing to bring? All they're doing is the gatekeepers. Who's bringing all these people in? It's the State Department through the Office of Refugee Resettlement. That's where all this is coming from. Plus, they're getting these foreign funding from all these NGOs, these alleged NGOs, which I just think are government front organizations to overthrow, the, you know, to demographically replace the United States with those that don't share a similar constitutional and, the universal pluralistic freedoms that this country was founded upon.
Good.
And, I think that we got the Secretary of Homeland Security, Director Ray.
Mm-hmm.
You got State Department with Blinken. And then you also have the Vice President of the United States, who supposedly, where are all these people? Where are these people being held accountable by the Republicans
question.
And GOP?
Yeah, right on.
Thanks for taking my call and comment and questions, and have a good day.
You too. Eric, thank you so much for the call. There's a lot going on there, Frank. What do you think about what Eric was talking about?
Well, he's right. It's a State Department-led deep state movement to try and make the Democrat Party a single party of power in the United States. I'm not the only one who thinks that. When you start listening to Mark Levin, you start listening to Victor David Hansen, listening to Alan Dershowitz, they all think the same thing, and that's from a wide spectrum of people from left to right.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that in just that manner, because those kinds of things transcend your typical party politics. These are people who typically love the Constitution. They love the way our system is set up, and they don't want to see it completely, eviscerated.
Yeah, we've got to remember, and this should be pinnacle in everybody's brain. You had someone who was elected to 8 years of office, who 5 days before he was elected said, "We are just 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." That was a statement made with confidence because they knew what the agenda was. And when you have Marxists like Obama, and that's what he is, and his ilk, they're all Marxists. They're not progressives. They're not liberal Democrats. There's nothing Democrat about them. They're Marxists. When you give the government over to Marxists and they pack all the middle management of every department and agency with like-minded Marxist people, you get this very slow-moving, transformative revolution that happens that moves us away from what we're supposed to be per the documents bequeathed to us by our framers.
Yes, indeed. Very well said. Anthony in Tampa, you've got a question or a comment this morning for Frank Salvato. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning to you both. It's been probably about 10 years ago, a speaker came to the University of South Florida to speak on the campus, and the topic of his lecture was, "Is Israel an Evil Occupier?" His name is Dr. Michael Brown. Now, I don't agree particularly with his religious stance, but I believe he gave a real good perspective, a fair perspective of what's occurred in Israel with the Israelites and the Palestinians. Let's bring it up to today. He would have zero chance of actually conducting a lecture on any campus due to the fact that the radicals, the confused and delusions. I mean, I can understand those who live in the section in Gaza who are Palestinians. I can understand because Hamas pretty much dumbed them down, even though the money that was given to them to for the benefit of the Palestinians was wasted on teaching them some mm-hmm. perverse and erroneous view on the Jews. But, I'm going to say this. It's amazing how those in Michigan are totally radicalized and ignorant, because no other area in the world can they be educated on what the truth of what's occurred in Palestine,
mm-hmm.
And yet they chose to ignore it.
Yeah.
So it's a prize for the feminists and the alphabet stealers movement here in the United States, thinking that they're going to get a pass once this starts spreading into their particular cities. Frank, your view on this? Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the call very much. Take care. Anthony in Tampa. Yeah. So what do you think, Frank?
Oh, it takes 4 minutes, if that, to research the genesis of the Jewish people in the area that is now Israel and Judea. You know, this is hundreds of years before Palestinians were even a thing. The word Palestinian comes as the root from Philistine, and that was something that the Romans called people that they banished from every corner of the world. So it's, you know, this idea that Palestine was a place, you know, it comes long after the Israelis were living in that area. That's just a fact. Anybody who disagrees with it doesn't know history. But that brings up the other point. You've got, and I was listening to Victor Davis Hanson last night in a podcast. It's how I fall asleep, is listening to these people actually talk about things that they know. The preschools that deal with the people who work at Stanford University, they're teaching preschoolers about the plight of the Palestinian people from a pro-Palestinian perspective and a pro-Hamas perspective. If they're getting it here like that in an institution like Stanford, what do you think they're getting in Gaza and the West Bank?
No kidding. Well, it kind of, to me, boils down to, like, advertising. I mean, it's like what they're saying is, you know, here's our slogan, right? And we get you the slogan inculcated, you know, from the desert to the sea, Palestine will be free, that kind of thing. And it just becomes, it takes on a life of its own without having to do any of that research, that pesky research that you're talking about. You know,
remember what Goebbels said when he was talking about the propaganda machine of the Third Reich. He said, well, you should know what we're doing. We got it from you. It was your marketing people in New York on Madison Avenue and Wall Street who taught us how to do this.
Wow. That's powerful.
Well, I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
And it's been working throughout the ages, and it's working here. Say something false long enough, and it becomes truth. It's insane.
It's, yeah, called the big lie strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's and lie so big that nobody would ever really question it. Or if they did, you got so many people that are saying, nope, this is the way it is. And the Democrats love that kind of stuff.
Hey, the Holocaust didn't happen, right?
Right, yeah. How horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yet, Auschwitz would teach us different than that, yeah.
If we don't start teaching history, accurate, fact-based, truthful history in our schools, once again, we facilitate this kind of garbage. And that's what allows people like Elizabeth Warren to say, well, Israel's committing genocide.
Yeah, and everybody gets on a bandwagon. We got to stop genocide, you know, that kind of thing. And yet they don't even understand how all of this really started up. And it's really, really very frightening, I think, Frank.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is the website. The book is Nullification. Frank, thanks for being on the show with us this morning. We're going to look forward to talking to you again on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, man.
Stay low. Take care. All right. Folks, we're coming right back. We got Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You're listening to Call One. So $16 million, that's what they're saying. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter stole from him, this is what the story says, to cover illegal gambling debts, evidently. Folks, that's one heck of a lot of money. I can't even imagine trying to gamble away $16 million. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we've got Patrick Hyland in this segment. Patrick, of course, is host of the Sports Zone. You can hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer on Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. He's also the insurance quarterback, and we've been waiting to talk with Patrick this morning because not only do we have this Shohei Ohtani story, but we've also got the Masters is getting underway. So good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Yeah, we sure do. Tiger Woods has a few holes left for his first round. We'll see if he makes the cut to break a record. And Phil Mickelson's looking to make the cut also. So a couple guys that are still hanging in there trying to make it happen. So it should be very interesting. But Bryson DeChambeau, he shot a 65. Man, that's impressive. They had rain there in the morning, Kyle, yesterday, and it softened up the course. It'd make it a little easier to score if you can drive the ball, and he's one of the best drivers on the golf ball. That's why he shot that well. But Scotty Scheffler's only one behind him at 600, and that guy's been, you know, the number one player the past 6 months. So need to give him credit also. So it's going to be an interesting final. No question about it. We'll see who makes the cut today around 8 o'clock and in the evening. And then, like they say, the Masters doesn't start till the back nine on Sunday.
So. And that means when we talk again on Monday morning, it's going to be, we're going to have a lot to talk about for sure on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it should be a fantastic finish. I hope so anyway. And it will be a lot of fun to discuss. Yeah, Mr. Ohtani, you brought that up. Now, it's you know, you want to always give people the benefit of the doubt. Well, at least I do, Cal. But isn't it a little hard to believe that he wouldn't have realized $16 million was siphoned out of his accounts for gambling? I mean, really? I mean, am I being too harsh? If I am, please tell me.
Well, it's interesting. The U.S. attorney involved in this is saying that the interpreter became what they call a de facto manager, evidently getting access to the bank accounts, being able to withdraw money. So, you know, but you're right. I mean, typically, $16 million seems like quite a chunk of change that you might be aware of at some point.
Here's the thing, okay, that people need to realize, okay, if people have access to your account, you have access also. With all the warnings now, I don't want to be the negative guy here. I really don't. I hope he's, you know, really naive to it. But it's just hard to believe, Cal, because any time those type of transactions occur, you're going to get beeps on your phone, you know. Hey, you had $5,000 withdrawn. You know, here's your account. You tell me you're not looking at your account and going, whoa, wait a second. There's a little bit of a serious discrepancy here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just,
well, it will come out in the wash, I'm sure. And they don't take these things lightly in terms of what they're trying to accomplish here. So yeah, there's definitely going to be more to come.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there were threats against Ohtani and the guy. I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they'll tell us everything that really goes down. Would you agree with that, Kyle, or do you really think it all comes
well,
out?
Well, it all depends. It all depends. That somebody could plead out for something like this. You never know, and it just kind of goes away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're talking a lot of money. I mean, wow. And they just don't want to do anything to tarnish the poster child right now. And I get it. It's a business, you know, and that's another thing. But Pete Rose did say something funny. I mean, he really did. He goes, man, I had an interpreter when I played. That was hilarious to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, of course he's paid such a huge price, obviously, you know, because of betting on baseball, and we don't know what they bet on at this point, by the way, as far as I know.
That's true too. That's what I'm curious to see what's going to come out. Was there any baseball betting? If there was, that's going to make it a lot worse,
yep.
Obviously. But time will tell, I guess, on that one. So. But, yeah, speaking about baseball, there was a couple of good games yesterday. This kid, Kowser, for Baltimore, you know, he had two homers and four RBIs as they beat the Red Sox 9-4. So congratulations to him. A lot of great pitching yesterday, man. This kid, Ranger Suarez, 8 strikeouts, over 6 shutout innings on Thursday in a win, you know, against Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations, Sam. And that was a good pitching film because the kid Jared Jones for the Pirates, he only allowed 3 runs over 6 1/3 innings. That's pretty good with 8 strikeouts. So, you know, normally you get a win when you pitch that well. The other guy just pitched that much better. So, pretty impressive.
Indeed.
But this guy, Bobby Witt, is something else, man. I mean, he homered twice, drove in 5 runs, and stole a base. He's just a great all-around ball player, okay? Great shortstop for the Kansas City Royals. It'd be neat to see Kansas City, you know, do something this year, get a little bit, you know, better and make the playoffs. I mean, I remember back in the day when they were something special with George Brett shooting for batting 400 and just a lot of good guys on that team besides him. So I wish well for Kansas City. I know the fans in KC love their Chiefs, and they're just good sports people up there that follow their teams. And I know they've been wanting to get Kansas City back in the hunt. So
indeed,
that would be a good thing to see happen. So, but, hockey is pretty well set, all the playoff teams. There's a few things out there, Cal, that aren't situated yet. They'll be taken care of over this weekend, but a few teams already are clinched, and the games don't really mean anything. So, well, Lightning can improve up or down. So that's for all the people out there wondering. But they're in the playoffs, and that's what it comes down to. Can they do something in the playoffs? We're going to find out, because it's impressive what they've done to make the playoffs all these years. You know, they lost last night 3-2 to the Senators, but like I said, it just didn't mean anything. And it went to a shootout also. So the guys are still playing and trying hard, which is good. You don't want to lay low too much, but it's kind of unfortunate when these games don't mean anything. You know, just the way it goes. But anyway, we'll see how the rest of the hockey season goes. We'll talk Monday about, obviously, what happens over the weekend.
Yeah.
We'll have a little NASCAR going on. This is a good time of year for sports. There's always something you can watch, either NASCAR, hockey, basketball, baseball. Pretty good. Golf, this time of year, get your majors coming up, you know, every other month. So pretty cool. Pretty cool times, Cal. And,
absolutely.
You know, I want to share with the audience, if I can be of any help with any financial insurance needs you have, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. I just want to make sure you're getting the best available out there to you. If you're listening to the show, please call me at 813-966-1052. And let's just see what you currently have or don't have, and what you should have or really shouldn't have. There's times, Cal, where I tell people, you know what, I'm not going to sell you anything today, and what you have really isn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cancel that. You're overinsured. And you know, give yourself a little bit of a breathing room with your budget, especially in today's times. It's not always about making the sale. It's about making a friend, Kyle. It's about doing the right thing for the right reasons. And I pride myself on that. I just try to help people out. I learned a long time ago, the more people you help out, the more you'll be blessed and highly favored. So with that being said, God bless you, Kyle. I'll talk to you Monday morning, my friend.
Hey,
thank you.
Take care, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk on Monday morning, as you say. Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone and the Insurance Quarterback. Always a pleasure. And, folks, it's always a pleasure being right here with you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the calls, the direct messages, everything. Stay tuned to this great radio station for more great talk radio. Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.